All right. Let me grab the log. So, greetings and blessings, faithful followers of our ancestors' temple.org. We are now in cyberspace. So good, right? I am so thankful that we have the technology to continue to allow us to be connected. How awesome is that? Now, today we continue our legacy series with a look at a humble yet mighty woman of God named Jael. She's not necessarily a name that readily comes to mind when we think of women in the Bible. And I might even call her unsung, if not for the fact that she literally has a song about her. Quite a lengthy song, in fact. But my hope today is simply to inspire our mighty women of valor, those amongst us, to see themselves as fearless warriors for Christ in small, insignificant ways. Amen? I can't hear you, but I can hear you. Amen. So let's do this. Let's look at our main scripture for today, found in the Old Testament, Book of Judges. And I normally would say, change the slide, but we have no slides today. Amen? We are going live. Now, this is a rather lengthy passage, so let me just sum it up. All right, Israel, at this time, is being governed by a series of judges. Of course, we have the Book of Judges, and that's in the midst of what we are in. In fact, a woman named Deborah, great name, is in fact judging during this time. That Israel is battling against Syria and is being led by a man named Sisera, who was the commander for Jabin, king of Canaan. Wow, a lot of moving parts in this particular passage. But hang with me, okay, babe? Now, Barak was the commander for Israel, who was fixing to battle Sisera. But Deborah had just summoned him and asked him, what up? So the Lord had promised him victory. He just hadn't made a move yet. In fact, he only promises to go if Deborah goes with him. So Deborah agrees. He agrees to go with Barak, and off they go. They demolish everything except Sisera, who fled on foot to the tent of Jael, the wife of Eber the Kenite, who was related to Moses' father-in-law. So they're all in the family, all related. And now, she goes out to meet Sisera, and she says, come on in. Now, for those of you, maybe you have a way to follow along if you'd like to, we are going to look at the passage very short. It's a long passage, but I've taken out the text search. Judges, chapter 4, verse 21, reading from the NASB version. It says, but Jael, Heber's wife, took a tent peg and seized a hammer in her hand and went secretly to him and drove the peg into his temple. And it went through into the ground. He was sound asleep and exhausted. And then the Bible says, so he died. And now, I simply watch. You're probably horrified that why would she be talking about this very violent act? Well, for this very reason, what I find simply fascinating about this particular woman named Jael is that she did something. She did something. Nobody asked her to do it. Nobody commanded her to do it. Didn't pray about it. She might have prayed about it. We don't know that. Maybe just opportunity, and she acted. She acted boldly, and she acted decisively. And she won the battle. Won the battle. That's the point. So what is the takeaway? What's the takeaway? Well, I think it's simply this. Especially when we are in the midst of a pandemic. I like to call it a panic-demic because I think it has a lot more to do with our reaction to it than what is actually happening. And they're tragic, and I know that we're losing people. And I'm not making light of that. But even in the midst of this, I think we don't need to be paralyzed with fear. We simply need to see and see those opportunities for us to act in small but significant ways. Amen. You may not be rich. You may not be learned. You may not be famous. Any of those things the world says you gotta be to be happy. But none of that matters. That's the point. All you need is to use what you do have and do something for His glory. Especially now in this crisis, there's a lot of fear. But I think there's an even greater opportunity for us to show that we're Christians by our love, amen? That song, they will know we are Christians by our love. Here's your chance. Here's your chance, beast. People are hungry. They're hungry for hope right now. And in their openness to hear about the hope that we have in Christ may never be greater in our lifetimes. Think about that. All the things that have distracted us in the past, take it away. You can't go to a movie. You can't go to a sports game. You can go for a walk. But we're spending a lot of time, and now we have a lot of extra time. And I'm simply asking us to think about, don't let it go to waste. Like they say, don't let a crisis go to waste. So pick up our hammers. Well, rather than to be picking up a hammer, I want us to think about those small, significant ways that we see people right now sharing what they have. In fact, Pastor, if you're able, I'd like to open up the lines again. I know we don't normally do that, but someone just to say something that they have seen, heard, or witnessed about people doing small but significant things to help others during this pandemic. Are you able to do that, Pastor?
Well, I tell you what we can do. It's in Q&A mode right now, which means if you want to say something, you too can unmute your line by pressing *6. And then when you're done, just go ahead and *6 again to put yourself back on mute, and we can minimize the challenges of the background noise.
Oh, there you go. All right, *6. Anybody have an example, something that they have seen or heard someone do for someone else during this pandemic? There's so many stories. Anybody? This is Deborah. Oh, Deborah.
I don't know if you can.
Okay,
you can hear me. Okay, good.
Yes, we can hear you.
Several weeks ago, my nephew works for Walmart Market, and there was a man that came in there to get meat or something. I don't know what he came in there to get, but he asked him. He said, "Do you know anybody that needs meals?" And my mom hadn't been feeling real well, so he gave my nephew gave this gentleman our name and our address, and he brought us barbecue sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
And chips, and it was a really good thing. I mean, he even let us all know.
Oh, awesome.
And it was something was something I'll always remember.
Yes. Wow, that is...
And my daughter...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, my daughter, Cindy, works part-time for Tom Thumb, and she has been doing our grocery shopping, our Mr. Neighbor's grocery shopping, and a few people down the street when they can't, like, find toilet paper, she'll buy a few, she can get a few rolls to buy for them. And we've been getting a lot of help here, considering my area is all retirees and older folks anyway. So basically, they come, my house is the hub for requests, but we can do it, and she's been doing really good at helping out.
Wow, that is great. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Just you know, simple things. Just doing a simple thing. I mean, we see a lot
yep.
of, you know, the West and so forth, and that's great, and I'm glad they're doing it. But I think there are things that we might never know about happening. That is just so encouraging that people are getting so involved. So thank you for sharing that. That's an awesome story. Anyone else? All right. What I'm going to do is just wrap it up with a prayer. And I'm going to mosey over to Facebook Live, so I'm going to be hanging up shortly. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that even during this crisis, you allow us a great opportunity to share your love in a way that people are hungry to receive. So let us not miss this opportunity. It's a window of opportunity. It's open now. And we're complaining, of course, because we want to get out and we want to get back. But you know what? I pray that we never go back exactly the way we were. I hope that this has allowed us an opportunity to be the kind of Christians that you have always wanted us to be. In those little, small, yet significant ways, we're picking up the hammer and the peg. We're going at it. We praise you, Lord, for that opportunity. We praise you and thank you that we can continue to bring more people to you. And they are hungry for it. So we praise you and thank you for that. In the holy name of Christ Jesus, your Son and our Savior. Amen.